And now then it got to where that they run them out to. They said, well, they won't have to have to.
Right.
That's my smart too.
Let me ask you about this expression. Say if just want to make sure I turn my lights off.
Yeah.
Say if a man has himself a new boat and he wants to try it out, he take it down to the water, and as he's putting the boat in the water, what do you call it? What do you call himself doing as he's putting the boat in the water?
Launching the boat.
I see. I bet you've launched a
yeah.
Boats in your time.
Help do it. Ooh.
Right.
I'm wearing a truss today because I'm lifting heavy motors.
Oh, really?
All right. That land.
That can't be.
Later folks come along, you're sure going to put out for them, you know. I mean,
no.
You'd rather do it yourself and see them.
Right.
That's what I got into.
When a woman's working around the kitchen, something that she'd wear around her.
Called an apron.
Ever seen the type that came up over the shoulder?
Yeah.
Instead of just the waist?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Used to, again, I don't think that you have to use this anymore, but people would hold babies' diapers together with a
safety pin.
I understand now you can get some to just stick together.
No, how soft.
Haven't seen those?
No, I haven't. That's the more modern I had money to.
Right. What would you call this thing right here that I'm writing with? That's an ink.
I'd call it an ink pen.
Okay. Okay. Talking about clothes, what would you say that a man's three-piece suit consists of?
Three-piece suit?
Yes, sir.
No. Three-piece suit?
Well, first...
Well, his
so
first is pants and underwear, and then his shirt.
And over his shirt he might wear a...
overshirt.
And over that, it's like he's going to church.
Yes, with a coat on.
Sometimes people, between their shirt and their coat, they wear a
necktie.
Have you ever seen these things? You know, they don't have any sleeves to them or anything. You wear.
Oh, you're talking about a vest.
Right.
Yeah.
You ever wear one?
Yeah. Sure did.
That's it. Say if I were trying on some clothes, I might say something like, well, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it...
I've outgrown it. Too large. Or I'm getting too fat or
right.
Something like that.
Or I'd say
gaining weight.
Right. Won't fit this year, but last year it all right.
Fit perfect.
Okay. Or say if my old clothes are just getting worn out, I might say, well, I need to go to town to buy myself
another suit.
Not an old one, but
yeah.
Need to buy a new.
Yes,
you know, sometimes when...
Sometimes we call these clothes wearing out. They're getting mighty bad. Threadbare. Call it threadbare. Have to do something about it.
You know, sometimes when young girls are getting ready to go out on a date with a boy, they'll spend a lot of time in front of the mirror. What would you say they're doing?
I guess they'd call it beautifying themselves. Yeah.
Right.
They really go for that, you know.
Right.
Yeah. I think sometimes I think a woman learned too much anyway. About that.
Well,
go to extreme, other words.
Right.
I don't want one to look old slouch. I'd call it old slouch. I don't want one.
What if a boy or a man were going out on a date and he was doing the same thing, you know, spend a lot of time in front of the mirror?